Podcast. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Will Wieneker. Wheels, how was your Simchas Torah?
Holiday was great. It felt like it was 6 weeks, the whole holiday season, SEN.
Yeah.
Now it is over, and it's sort of like the fallow period until Hanukkah. But Hanukkah is also like not, you know, you're not missing work for Hanukkah, right?
You mean the fallow period in terms of Jewish holidays?
In terms of Jewish holidays. Wow. There's really nothing until Passover. You got 6 months of smooth sailing.
Yeah. Really.
It's really the ideal time to commit most of your sins if you're going to do them. It's the furthest time away.
You got 6 months of sinning. Yeah. I was, I usually come to your neck of the woods for these holidays in the fall. I didn't come this year. I was regretting it a lot because I was missing it until the last holiday we had, the last 2 days, which I had possibly the best one I've ever had in my life. Definitely nothing I can discuss on this podcast.
Well, then don't mention it.
Well, maybe I'll mention it. Oh, so actually, that's a good segue. By the way, I forgot my microphone today, which is another good segue for the professionalism of this podcast.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We were discussing news. Yeah, we are going to
monetize this stuff, yeah. Baby.
The votes are in. We are going to be starting a Patreon group. We will be having a weekly patron-only episode. I think the first one will be an NBA preview,
mm-hmm.
right? Probably
yes.
Today, tomorrow, something like that. We'll figure that out. Mm-hmm. More information will come when we figure out how to set up a Patreon group.
Yeah. Just $5 a month, two tiers that are the exact same. Just one tier is called I Like Chester Better Than Akiva, and the other tier is called I Like Akiva Better Than Chester. It's like our own mini census. We'll get a sense of who's better. And the perks are you get an extra episode a week. That's the main one, right? You know,
yeah.
Don't worry. If you're not interested in the Patreon, you will still get the same amount of 32 fans you always did. You don't have to worry. We're not kicking people out of the
Except
Facebook
maybe in
group.
August, I think.
Yeah, except in August. Yeah, we'll
yeah,
probably.
I don't know.
We can't
I don't
do 32
do
in 32
previews.
Days plus extras.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you'll still get the same exact thing. But we'll do an extra, you know, some weeks it'll be a ranking. Some weeks it'll be, you know, a baseball preview or a basketball preview. Reject a Renap idea. I don't know. I don't. We'll see what it is. Maybe we'll get guests on.
Yeah.
We are not going to improve the audio quality.
Bracket.
That is a promise.
Yes.
I mean, Chester will ideally. Maybe you could spend. Can you commit to spending the money? I mean, who knows? We might get one person. It might take like 6-7 weeks. But can you commit to spending the money on getting like a second mic so you have one at home and one at work?
Yeah. No, yeah, okay. The money will be invested, reinvested in this podcast.
Your 100%. Money is reinvested in my podcast. I'm going to spend it on pizza.
Okay, fine. Sorry. I can't make commitments for you.
I mean, maybe. I will see what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm unemployed and I think retired. I haven't even been applying for jobs.
Or the tens of dimes, I should say, even.
Yeah.
Divided
I will say,
ways.
Having no job,
yeah.
I thought it would be amazing, but I haven't got, like, I thought I would be able to watch so much TV. That I'd like watch shows and movies I never thought I'd watch.
No, you haven't seen anything.
I haven't been able to watch anything. I still haven't started Succession. Like I thought.
Well, first of all, the holidays are like a real drag. Like
I know.
Way behind.
I need to not have a job
the NBA
this next
season,
month.
By the way, when I was a child, the NBA season always started on November 1st, and then they'd have maybe one game in Asia on like October, you know, on Halloween or something. But mm-hmm. you can't have the NBA season starting, you know, like on the same night as Game 1 of the World Series.
I didn't even realize it started. You know, we had to send out some pool things.
Yeah.
And I didn't
even
realize. Luckily, you saved my bacon. Yeah, you saved my bacon on that one.
People asked in the Facebook group if we could create an NBA pool, but there wasn't time with the holidays.
Yeah, it snuck up on us.
The NBA season can't start before the Jewish holidays end. How about that?
I think that's a fair rule.
Yeah, it's ridiculous enough that the NHL season started, you know, weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the NHL season's been going on, and like I saw the Rangers. The Rangers had played like 3 games, and then there were teams that had played like 9 games. I think we should be the NHL schedule makers. We won't watch the NHL still, but I think we could make the schedule better than them. Yeah,
I think the NBA preview will be good because I'm basically like an NBA agnostic. Like I don't have a team that has any relevance that
sure.
I'm a fan of.
So you're saying you're biased objective. With your Vikings takes?
Well, let me. I mean, I might try and claim I'm not, but I can't help. Like, you know, I have a significant emotional investment
you
there.
You see the NFL through the prism of the Minnesota Vikings success.
Yeah, and I don't. The NBA, I'm not like that.
That would be insane to see the NBA through the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I had like a year of that with Butler, and then he decided to, you know, napalm that situation.
I think
how I was as a baseball fan in the late '90s and like mm-hmm. the beginning of this decade is how I am as a basketball fan.
I think I'm like that with the Spurs in the sense that, you know, and now they're obviously not a championship contender.
You have so many titles that you don't even care anymore. You don't watch like first round playoff games.
That's not true. Who's starting these rumors? No, I don't watch every regular season game. Some seasons. It depends how much I like the team. But like, obviously, they're not winning the title this year. You know, it'll be a success if they win a playoff series, which a lot of people don't even think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
more
let's save this for the
fine.
Only
but yeah. I have good. I mean, listen, I don't have to sell my basketball takes. Only person on earth who had, you know, Kawhi basically dominating the NBA last year was me. Like, yeah. you should be offering $1,000 for my NBA takes right now.
Okay.
By the way, the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Let's talk about football. The AFC East standings.
I didn't know where this was going.
The AFC East standings are hideous. It is crazy. I've never seen standings like this. Patriots 7-0, the Bills 5-1, the Jets 1-5, and
the
Dolphins
0-6. The Jets are about to go on a crazy run, as you put it.
No. A crazy run.
Retracted.
No, it's hard to say.
After last night's game. Monday
I mean, they
game.
Lost to maybe one of the best teams ever, but Darnold sucked. Like, yes, the Patriots defense is great, but that doesn't mean that Darnold like didn't throw every pass 30 feet over Robbie Anderson.
Yeah,
and Mary Thompson's head.
So hard on this guy. In one
no, week. I still think Darnold. Listen, there are people in the 32 Fans Facebook group, which by the way will remain open to everyone. We're not starting a separate group.
Well, I think what you said you wanted to do is we were going to start a group. Chat.
Yes, we're going to start a WhatsApp chat. Yes. So yeah. With that's one of the WhatsApp chat. Access the Chester's charts once you get those organized.
I think let's you know, I don't know what our expectations are exactly, but we will start a WhatsApp chat, like a private group chat with you and me and the patrons, mm-hmm. but only for the first like X number that sign up. We're not going to have like 100.
Well, we can't have 100. Yeah. No, we definitely can't have 100 people in the group. I agree.
Yeah so
sign up today. You'll
sign
get
up early and often.
Or maybe should we have then like separate? We'll have separate subgroups also. Like, yeah. If there's, like, Vikings fans, Chester could finally make a few Minnesota friends, maybe, and you guys could talk about the Vikings and the Twins.
I have a buddy who lives in my neighborhood who's a Vikings fan, so he's been coming over this year to watch every game.
Mm-hmm.
And, it is fun. I haven't done that in years, where I watch with Vikings fans every week.
I had that with the Spurs. Like, the Spurs win a title, and, like, I high-five myself and then go to sleep.
Bed.
It's sad. The UConn did it, too. I have 9 NBA titles and really nobody to celebrate it with. When I was in high school, Mike Twersky and I used to go to UConn games, but I lost touch with that guy.
Can I tell you my first world problem right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to sound so distasteful here. I'm wearing these like these velvet blue boots right now.
Okay.
that I wore Monday night to the festivities that I attended.
Okay.
But, I got them dirty on Monday night. And I don't know
what
how
the
to
hell.
Get.
That's like the worst yada 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 in Seinfeld. Like, let's I got them dirty. I thought you were going to like synagogue.
I don't
on
know
Monday
how
night.
To clean velvet boots. That's my problem. So,
guys, give us money so Chester can clean his velvet boots. Give us your hard-earned cash.
Yeah.
My boots are dirty.
Yeah. No, I had a good night.
Don't you say these things? You didn't even tell me offline. It's not
I'll tell you offline.
But it's so rude. I feel like it's rude.
I know. No.
Will you reveal more to the patrons?
In the WhatsApp group, yes.
I will say.
I don't want a patron like recording the audio and turning it into like a 1-minute video on Twitter, which.
So you will post it, but then immediately delete, because I woke up this morning to a WhatsApp from you that was deleted. It said Chester has deleted this message.
Yeah, you'll never know what it said.
I'll never know what it says. You're a
big Monday night. Sunday night. Oh my God! I need to tell you.
Stop doing this. He's never going to tell me. After this, he's going to be like, "All right, but fine. That's a good promise."
Well, I already told somebody else. On Monday, something that happened on the Sunday night party.
Yeah.
And Jen got mad at me and said it wasn't my story to tell. So, but I'm like, listen, if people are sharing things in a public forum at a party, it's open season.
I will say the good thing about telling me things is, like, let's be honest, and we've discussed this before on the podcast, like, it's understood, like, if I tell you, if I said, like, hey, Chester, I'm getting divorced, I'm not getting divorced, but I'm just saying, but you can't tell anybody. You're going to tell your wife, right?
My wife, yes.
Yeah, in so much as she could care less about me.
There's a specific reason why she can't know.
Okay.
No, the wife knows everything.
But, right. But the thing is, your debauchery, if I told my wife, she'd be like, oh, you can't hang out with him anymore. Like, I hate him. So there, she does actually actively.
You think I'm so debaucherous?
No, I think she probably. No. I'm just saying. But if
your
I told her.
Your wife would think I am.
She thinks you're a good guy. She thinks, like, you're slumming by hanging out with me. But if I told her this, then she'd lose all respect for you. And she also wouldn't want to hear it. She's very, she's not interested.
Well, so,
So I won't tell my wife.
I'm going to save it for the Patreon group, and I'll tell you offline. But like, okay, let me say in generalities. So Sunday night we were at a party, and in front of like a large group of people, a woman brought up a conversation, and then everybody started discussing that conversation. So I don't think that anybody there was desiring discretion. Like they were having this conversation.
Oh, sure. Yeah, she didn't tell you one on one.
Yeah, so
you didn't sign an NDA.
So me sharing that conversation the next day with people who weren't at that party, Jen's like, "Oh, you shouldn't have done that." I'm like, "Why?" It wasn't like in a small group. There was like many, many, many people there.
Yeah. Listen, some people were more private than others. She wouldn't have told the story.
As they say, nichnas yayin yotzei sod. So there was a lot of yayin and other things being nichnas.
All right. Okay. Well, there's going to be a lot of inside Jewish baseball, I think, in these groups. Okay. But anyway, the most crooked numbers I've ever seen in the AFC East. Now, tell me how much you were able to watch. This past week was the last. So were you able to watch a lot of football on Sunday or catch up?
So, I mean, I watched the early games, obviously. I watched, you know, another big Vikings
game. Right, because the holiday started during the 4 o'clock games, if people don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so the four – well, so here's another thing. Because I live in Englewood, where the Jews are liberal in their interpretation of the laws, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
I had no
Jewish
issues.
Laws, not like – they're not like running around robbing and stealing. I mean, maybe, yeah. But not – maybe some of them.
But, yeah, so – I had no problem. Like, it's actually funny. So my next door neighbor his wife is like extraordinarily pregnant. Like her due date is like I think tomorrow or something like that.
You should have said in August. That would be extraordinarily pregnant. Yeah, like she's 11 months.
So he's obviously
my friend the boot always claims that his mom was pregnant with him for like 10 and a half months or something. But he says it earnestly.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah. So he was carrying his cell phone with him at all times, obviously.
Yes.
And so I wanted to bring him with me to some of the festivities I was going to sans Jen, because that way, you know, Jen, you know, gets worried if I don't come home by a certain hour. And so this way, if absolutely necessary, she would have a way to get in touch with me, or I could text her if it was really necessary. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shows how naive I am, because like most of the people had their phones on them. So,
yeah,
they didn't need pregnant wives.
I mean, also, people don't understand. You have to, like, explain more of the – we don't carry our phones on the holidays.
Those who are more observant don't use their phones, don't use
Although
technology.
I said I actually – when I said this to Rob, I thought we were not recording. Like, I thought it was in between – because it was in between segments. Not that I cared. But, no, I mentioned that we don't write, and Rob was very surprised, that we don't write on holidays.
I think that would be surprising. I remember when my wife actually started becoming more observant, that was one thing she couldn't do. Like, she would write with a pencil. And I actually remember at Penn, there were some people who...
I haven't written on a pencil in years, anyway.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, yeah. On second day Yontif, I remember there's some people who would write with pencils, but not with pens. I don't know where they came up with this stuff, but anyway.
Well, yeah, what would be the most shocking sort of, like, law? I guess shotness. I don't think we could explain shotness right now. Like, what law would be the most surprising?
My wife can't get over...
Arif.
My wife can't get over not doing Halloween.
Yeah, you told me that. That was the one thing when she became Orthodox. Halloween was a big deal.
Yeah.
I got to say,
we just had our own Halloween on Monday night. So
yeah,
Halloween, please.
You're a grown-up. Well, Halloween is for the kids.
And by the way, these sukkah hops are, that's what, like, they just go from house to house, these kids gorging candy. So that is Halloween, basically.
Yeah,
except they don't have to wear a costume.
We'll explain a sukkah hop. Oh, my God.
The sukkah hop will be discussed in the Patreon group also, yeah.
Ooh, a trade alert in Sammy's league. Is Sammy made a trade? Can I bust it out on the podcast?
Yeah, people want to hear about a trade in a fantasy league.
Oh, well, but I want to hear you potentially ripping on your brother. Mark trades Michael Thomas and Marcus Mariota. This is a 12-team, 2-QB league.
Oh, Sammy WhatsApped us, asked us our advice, and we didn't.
Will we give fantasy
advice to our patrons? Do they want fantasy advice?
Yeah, if they want it, they can message us for fantasy advice. But, I mean, could they do it now? Yes, but
defeat from the jaws of victory. I traded Jacoby Brissett and a bunch of other stuff to get Matt Ryan. Jacoby Brissett had 30 points and Matt Ryan had 1 point and got injured this week, and I lost.
Michael Thomas and Mariota, who is not a starter, to your brother for Carson Wentz, DJ Chark, and Hyde. So it's Thomas for Wentz, essentially.
No, and DJ Chark is a very good receiver. That's a bad trade for my brother. That's dumb.
So your brother is giving up Wentz. Now, I assume one of the people in the trade, I think Mark had, like, no QBs. I think he was, like, starting Mariota this week.
Yeah, so like, then why? Then you got to extract much more. Like, he should have traded just Wentz straight up for Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is really good. Michael Thomas is putting up insane numbers with Teddy B.
Why is he giving up DJ Chark is, like, a top 20 wide receiver.
Right. If it was a challenge trade, Thomas for Wentz, I don't hate it, but like I understand, like you know maybe he really needs
a guy who doesn't have a quarterback every single week. That's a completely understandable trade.
Yes,
Yeah. So I don't like that trade for Sammy.
Okay. And I also almost got guillotined in the 32 Fans League, but the saddest Monday night game ever. And I was like, going in, just care about the Jets. I didn't care about it. But within 5 minutes of the game starting, in like real time, by like 8:20, I only cared about my fantasy team because the Jets were clearly not going to score a point. I needed 5 points for 5.4 points from Ben Watson and Demaryius Thomas. Like, who would nobody would be starting in a real league, but this is a 16
team. So Monday night, the game started, and I was with this group of people who, for whatever mistaken reason, had high opinions about my sports opinions.
Uh-huh.
And so they asked me what I was betting, and I said, you know, I don't feel confident about this game, but I took the Jets at +9.5. And then it was 7-0, and then it was 10-0, and then it was 17-0.
Okay, so now they're never going to ask you again.
Yeah, as the night continued, they thought I was dumber and dumber.
Although you should tell them.
About our billion-dollar bets.
Billion-dollar picks. Yes.
We won all of them, so we're up $3 billion right now.
Well, no, we have separate money. We don't share our billions. That's not how it works. I'll get a prenup if we marry our billions. So I'm up $2 billion. You're up $1 billion. I'm in a pick four league, a pick six league, and a pick seven league, right?
Yeah.
You're in the four and the seven with me. 4-0, 6-0, but my set, and the 6-0 was a nice amount of money that I won, but the 7-0, which would have been a few hundred bucks, was a miss. So my seventh best bet was my only miss of the week. I went 6-1 in that league.
Yeah,
Chester
also,
and I are
you
both
12-2 picking winners and losers straight, and I only
we
went
are
9-5.
Way so over 500 against the spread. You and I both in the pick seven league, which is our main picks. We are way above 500. So
yeah, I've been having a pretty good season with my picks.
Yes.
I have the most points in my other pick'em league with Ari Gleicher, our Bears fan.
I've never had a year like this. I'm still in Survivor and a really big, like, big-time one is a really big – I'm still an anti-Survivor. I'm in first place in most of my fantasy leagues. Like, it'll come crashing down very soon.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was able to avoid, like, the Mahomes injury and some other injuries so far. It's been as good of a season.
By the way, some kind of controversy in the I don't know what's going on with the Yahoo with our guillotine league. So I went and tried to make a waiver claim on Thursday when Mahomes got hurt for his backup.
Uh-huh.
And then for some reason, rather than giving like putting it in the waiver claim, it just gave me the player right away.
That's insane.
So then I went and manually dropped him, but I waited until Sunday so that he would go into the regular waivers for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bid 49 on him and I lost, unfortunately.
You lost. Wow. Said. Yeah. In that league, we can't really talk about our fantasy league too much, but there's no trades. So I have Kyle Allen and Daniel Jones on the bench every week, and there's like five teams that don't have a single QB because I have Mahomes and
four quarterbacks. Oh, okay.
All right, let's go. Let's go game by game. We said we were going to do coach rings, but that's going to be next week.
Okay.
Mid-season coach rankings.
Yeah, I have my coach rankings. I thought that
if you want to do coach rankings this week instead, like you'll do yours and I'll just make fun of them, or would you rather
I mean, I'm sort of shocked because I thought that the Falcons would have a new coach and they still don't, and I don't understand.
I did think Quinn would get fired.
What does Dan Quinn have to do to get fired?
But there's really almost no reason to fire your coach. And like, show him a little bit of respect. He should have won the Super Bowl, even if it's his fault that he didn't.
Yeah, but then Shanahan left. And Quinn's responsible for the defense. The offense is still good until last week, until I acquired Matt Ryan. The defense is complete garbage. So what is Quinn bringing to the table at this point?
All right, so let's do your coaches, and then we'll discuss what game that team has this week. Let's mix it up.
All right, fine. But we'll do it that way. Some teams have bought.
So who's the worst coach in the NFL?
Hold on. Let me find my coach rankings. Right. NFL head coach rankings. Here they are. Made these about a week and a half ago. The worst coach in the NFL is Bill Callahan, but he's not really a coach. He's the temporary guy in Washington.
So Bill Callahan did a terrible job with Nebraska.
And the Raiders.
Bad job with the Raiders. Well, he had some success with the Raiders, but overall not a great coach. He's a position coach. I don't think he's a good offensive coordinator. He's a very good position coach who's overmatched as a head coach. He seems like a pretty typical interim head coach, though. Bill Callahan. I don't think he's the worst, probably. But let's keep going. Let's see if we can find somebody worse than Callahan.
So I have Callahan at 32. But again, he's not really a coach. Freddie Kitchens I have at 31.
Bill Callahan doesn't even come up first on Wikipedia under Bill Callahan's. The lead singer of the band Smog does.
Oh, that's not good.
No, not great for Bill Callahan.
Yeah. 31, I have Freddie Kitchens. Never understood why he got the job, and he's done nothing to show that he's earned it. And I mean, I assume they're going to have to fire him at the end. I mean,
well, here's the thing:
if they turn around
and drag
it to 9-7,
this team could easily be 7-9, and then do fire Freddie after one year of 7-9 on a team that didn't win, you know, that many games last year. he'd have to really have lost
a team. A guy who had never been
team.
A coordinator, who had no reason to have the job except that his quarterback liked him, and his quarterback has rewarded him by being the worst quarterback in the NFL this year, who's played every game.
Listen,
who's been worse? You know, you have Luke Falk or whatever, but who of guys who've started, you know, 4+ games, who's been worse this year than Baker Mayfield? Nobody.
I feel bad for Freddie. Like, he's 44. He should have spent 5 years as a coordinator and gotten a head coach job at 50, you know, if he was worthy of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel bad for him. He was promoted over his head. You know, that's not his fault. He turned down the job. He was offered a job, you know.
Show me something this week against the Pats. That's what I say to Freddie. Show me something. Yeah. You don't even have to beat him. Just don't Jets them, you know?
Yeah. All right, number 30 is, speaking of the Jets, we're in New York for the next two spots. Number 30 is Pat Shurmur.
Yeah, I mean...
Another guy who's failed everywhere he's gone.
Yeah, career failure. At least there's nepotism involved with Pat Shurmur.
Yeah, Danny Dimes has now had one good game and four miserable games.
Yeah.
Even the biggest Giants homer we know in the Facebook group jumped off board and posted a Danny Dimes sucks post.
Although who's that? Well, I mean, Josh Berliner is a Giants fan who once came on our podcast and predicted them to go 16-0 in a year that they went like 7-9 or something.
Yeah.
So he's probably a pretty big Giants homer too. But yeah, no, Jones not great. Looking at the Giants schedule at 2-5,
Pat Shurmur, you know, turned like. You know, Case Keenum into a good quarterback. I don't understand what's going on with that team.
If the Giants won this week,
at the end of the year.
Can I say something? If the Giants won this week, they got the Cowboys on Monday Night Football at home, which is, you know, not a game they should win, but in theory a winnable game. And then the Jets, you know, in New York, which is not a home game, but, you know, they'll have more fans there.
Yeah.
5-5 is not impossible for the Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, Chicago, Green Bay, Philly, they're not going to win.
All right, so let's discuss. All right, so we discussed Washington. So Washington's playing on Thursday against my Vikings.
Yeah.
A 16-point spread.
I think it's too much for a Thursday. Do you know what I mean? Like, how prepared
are the
Vikings?
Well, here's the thing. I was actually talking to a guy on Monday in synagogue who's a very serious. So, you know, there's the Super Contest, right?
Yes.
And then there's also, I forgot if it's called the Gold. So the
There's 10 of them now in
So there's the 15. Vegas. Yeah, so he does like both of these, and he finished like 188th place last year in the Super Contest. He was in the money all year until he went like 1-4 in week 15 and screwed himself. Anyways, so he was telling me like, he was telling me all these stats, not just Zimmer stats, but Cousins stats. Cousins, by the way, Cousins is now leading the NFL in quarterback rating. So, you know, the rumors of his demise were greatly exaggerated, I would say. And Chester quarterback ranking, which is obviously a better stat, he's not number one, he's number four because the running quarterbacks are still ahead of him. But, you know, he's having a fine season. But this guy was pointing out to me that Cousins' numbers, if you look at 1 p.m. games only, so you don't just exclude night games, but you also exclude 4 p.m. games, West Coast games, or, you know, like the game of the week games. He's like the best quarterback basically since he entered the NFL. But he's so bad at any time other than 1 p.m. So
can I
don't
tell
know.
You how dumb one QB leagues are? I'm in a 12 team one QB per team league. I picked
Kirk Cousins.
Cousins
is like available on waivers.
Yeah, I picked him up on Saturday, and he's on my bench behind Lamar, and he's never going to play.
Yeah, stupid.
I traded Deshaun Watson. I got Lamar as my backup. I traded Deshaun Watson for Edelman in that league.
But what do you think about that stat that Kirk Cousins is incredible at 1 p.m. and awful at all other times?
It's very dumb. The only thing is you play better.
He was arguing that it has.
I'll tell you what. The Vikings
said, well, also,
are never.
If he's playing at any other time, he's playing a much better team. He's
Alexander.
On TV.
The Vikings are never the premier game team in a TV game. So like you were just saying, the later you play, 4 o'clock Sunday, Monday night, they're going to be playing Chicago, Green Bay, Dallas. You know, they're going to be playing a team that the last few years has been a good team, Philly. It makes sense, right? The 1 o'clock games are when you play the Jaguars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there actually is. It's not one of these day game, night game, like you has. Yeah. You know.
Well, we'll see this week because they're playing. You know, the worst team in the NFC. So if they, you know, if they can't, and then of course Zimmer has the greatest record against the spread of any coach in history. And the reason he does it, he usually beats up on the bad teams.
Yeah.
But 16 is a lot without Adam Thielen. We've discussed this before. Like, the Vikings might have the best duo of receivers in the league, but they have the worst, like, receivers three to
– Yeah, no, they don't have – I mean, they're playing Treadwell. BB's hurt, right? Who are they playing beyond
So BB was
them?
Put on the IR. So BC Johnson, who's a seventh-round draft pick, is now their receiver three. And he had a decent game against the Lions. I mean, look
– I mean, Diggs went from, like, trade me to being, like, a Pro Bowler again.
Yeah, well, they put up 42. Well, I mean, he still has massive drops. So he's had so many bad drops this year, Diggs.
What are the chances that you guys have to play Mahomes November 3rd?
Oh, I assume they won't.
Probably not.
The worst-case scenario will be
such a
the Packers luck into not playing him, but then the Vikings do have to play him.
I just think really he's going to miss that game. I think there's a chance he's back the next week. It seems unlikely. And, you know, they also have a bye.
At this point.
Because they're going to make the playoffs anyway.
They're locked into the two seed pretty much. They beat Baltimore.
They're locked into a top three seed, I think.
No, because they beat Baltimore, so they'd have to finish a game behind them.
I mean, but they also don't have Mahomes. Like, they could lose easily to some of these next games.
To Minnesota and KC.
Easily finish 11-5, and Baltimore could 10-6.
You want to hear a real tragedy, by the way. So with the Vikings beating the Lions, I'm like, oh, they're almost a lock for the playoffs now. So I went to look at my predictions.
Yeah.
I have the Vikings and the Packers. Now, I had them both losing in Kansas City. That might have to change, if Mahomes is out for those games. So
right.
I have the Vikings and Packers both at 10-6, both 4-2 in the division, both with the same record against common opponents, the same record against divisional opponents.
Mm-hmm.
So the final tiebreaker it comes down to is strength of victory.
Yeah.
And by strength of victory, the Vikings will finish half a game behind the Packers because I have them sweeping the Lions. I have the Packers losing to the Lions once, and the Lions have that stupid tie.
Yeah.
So by half a game in the sixth tiebreaker, I have the Vikings missing, not winning the division. And then I have them not making the playoffs at all because I have them losing the wild card tiebreaker with Seattle because they're going to lose to Seattle on that Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
So I still actually have the Vikings missing the playoffs at the moment, unfortunately. But let's hope I'm wrong. So anyway, so Washington at Minnesota. We're obviously both picking the Vikings. Do we have a billion-dollar bet here or no?
No, I'll let you know when I have a billion-dollar bet.
Yeah,
but I did not touch this in even a pick seven because the Thursday night games scare me. I don't want to spend any money on Washington, but, man, that's
again,
a high number.
If Thielen's playing, I take that. If Thielen's not playing, and again, they just scored 42 points against a better defense. So
yeah.
I understand they can find a way to do it, but I'm just nervous because they got Kyle Rudolph very involved. They got Irv Smith, their Alabama tight end, the rookie from the second round. They got him more involved. Diggs, obviously. Actually, he didn't get as many targets as I would have expected him to. All right, Freddie Kitchens, we discussed already. Cleveland, as you said, playing the Pats in New England. Do you have any bet here? There's a 13-point spread.
No. If I had to pick a side, I'd pick 13 because I don't think the Patriots – I don't know. The Browns have as much talent as the Patriots do.
No, they don't. That's an insane take. But whatever. But, no, but I mean,
Nick Chubb is – Sony Michel really sucks.
This week. These points, too many points across the board. Although, we said that about the Pats last week, and then they won 33-0, so probably wrong. Giants are playing at Detroit. Detroit, I'm not sure what they do. They just traded away Diggs, who's a starting safety for them, so I don't know. I mean, they're 2-3-1, and they're fourth place in a very stacked division. They have almost no, way to make the playoffs, I think.
Every game they played had been a four-point game or less until their loss to the Vikings, where they did score 30 points. It wasn't a complete waste of their time.
Yeah. Well, they got a garbage touchdown, but yeah.
Yeah. But, listen, 2-3-1, and they have New York, Oakland, and Washington coming up soon. They do have Chicago twice in 15 days, once and then on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This is an 8-8 team to me. They're not going to end 8-8. They have a tie, but maybe a 7-8-1 team.
Yeah. I mean, but Danny Dimes, we said last week, all right, you're facing Arizona. Arizona sucks. You're at home. Big win. You picked Arizona to win that game. But I picked the Giants to cover. I put a little bit of money on it, not $1 billion. And then he completely laid an egg. So he's going to go into Detroit. If he can't light it up at home against Washington and Arizona, his narrative, because he had a great first game, everyone's still dining out on that. He's had four bad games in a row.
Listen, people are going to blame his awful
Everybody's
coach,
back.
It's fine. This is, to me, he shouldn't be playing. He's not the type of guy coming from Duke. This should be a redshirt year, so I'm not going to get on Jones. I'm not going to get into
anybody
who thinks
Jones is
better than
him. But the problem with that is that they could have a top five pick next year, or they can't take another quarterback, can they? I mean, the Cardinals did that, I guess, back to back.
I mean, all bets are off with that front office,
Yeah, who knows what's going on.
They could pick another running back.
All right, so Giants at Detroit, we're obviously picking the Lions to win at a 7-point spread. Which way are you going?
I think I'd pick the Giants at +7.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit just seems like they're in disarray. They had a lot of injuries against the Vikings. Like, three guys on their defense got injured, and then they traded another guy.
I thought it was
6.5
when it
started. Kerryon Johnson's on IR now. So.
Yeah, that is true. And they already started trading guys, which is what every team that's not making the playoffs, which the Lions are not. I mean, so, to jump ahead for a second.
Great job by the NFL, by the way, a couple years ago, moving the trade deadline back.
The NFC, if you were not already in prime position, you're basically toast. The AFC, you could be 0-7. And if you get some guys back, you could make the playoffs.
Yeah, you can make this last wild card spot.
There's nobody who's out other than the 0-win team in the AFC, the Dolphins and the Bengals. It's the NFC right now, because the Niners are going to be in the playoffs. The Packers and the Saints are good enough. They're going to be in the playoffs. And the Cowboys, unless they collapse the Eagles, someone's going to make it from the NFC East. There is, but you know, the Rams are probably going to be in the playoffs. The Seahawks are a playoff caliber team. The Panthers have been playing well. And then, you know, the Vikings are right there. Like, is it going to be the Seahawks, Panthers, and Vikings fighting for the sixth spot? Because we didn't even mention the Bears. So if you're a team like the Lions, that could easily be 3-3-1, a 500 team after this week. I don't see a path to playoff victory. Like, you're going to – 8-7-1 is not going to get you there. So you have to go 9-6-1. They could only lose three more games. Like we said, they have Chicago twice. They also have at Minnesota, at Denver and Green Bay. Like, not every – you know, they have some easy games, but – I think you got to be in sell now mode, even if you win to go 3-3-1. If you're the Lions,
well, they play for next year. Clearly. So yeah,
I mean they've shown me something. Like they're I was a little higher on them than you, but like they gave Green Bay, Kansas City a game, and they had you know two good wins back to back against the Chargers and the Eagles.
Yeah. Next coach on my list is your coach, Adam Gase. This is another guy that. I don't think they'll do it, but I wouldn't be opposed if they did.
No, it's definitely on the. It's, listen, if they don't get hot now, I think it's very possible because the
GM
didn't hire
him. You said they were going to go into Jacksonville and win this game.
Listen, so if they do it, first of all, C.J. Mosley looked like he was back. He was not healthy. He was their best defensive player, best player on the field in week one. Was useless last week, and like now they think, oh, it wasn't a groin injury. He's got a much more serious injury. I don't know if you followed. You probably did not. But the guard they traded from Kelechi Osemele, who was on the Ravens and the Raiders, and was at one point a very good player. They claim is not injured. He claims he's injured. He wants to go on IR. They won't let him get shoulder surgery.
No, I've been,
When things like that start happening, it's you know, there's deeper problems, I think. Like, you know, you're trying to force guys to play. Their medical staff seems like it's a mess. Now, like, Darnold has, like, a hangnail, and he's not practicing this week. Or, like, he hurt his toenail. I'm not even joking. Mosley, they may have misdiagnosed him. Herndon came back from a 4-game drug suspension, and he hasn't had a full practice yet.
Their offense is unstoppable with
Herndon. How are they going to – how is this team with 11 points a game with Darnold's – forget about the Luke Falk games. 11 points a game in the three Darnold games. How are they going to score points against a really good Jacksonville D? Now, after this, Miami, New York, Washington, Oakland, Cincinnati, Miami is the easiest six-week stretch in the history of the NFL for any team.
Well,
I mean, that is –
that's known as the Patriots schedule perpetually, but yeah.
The Patriots – think about that. Zero wins, two wins, one win against the zero-win team – the Raiders have, what, two wins? The Raiders have two or three wins?
The Raiders have three wins.
Three wins. Cincinnati has zero. Miami has zero.
Yeah.
That's an astonishing schedule.
Well, let's talk about the Patriots, though. The Patriots play Pittsburgh, who has two wins. The Dolphins, who have zero. The Jets, who have one. The Bills, who are good, fine. Washington, who has one against the zero. The Giants, who have, what, two?
Again, and one of them is against a one.
And then the Jets, who have won again. So the only team the Patriots have played that is not abysmal is Buffalo. And that was a six-point game.
Yeah, and that was a close game. That was competitive.
And now they're playing – but they're about to, you know –
This is the best team they've played.
Baltimore,
you know,
Philly, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City. So the Patriots, after this week, their next five games are getting interesting. So we'll see how good they really are. But we haven't got to Bill Belichick yet in our coach rankings. All right, so is there any way – so are you taking – are you you don't think the Jets are going to win in Jacksonville, but are you going to try? Do you think they can cover 6 points at least?
It's been bounced. It's already up to six. I think it started at 4.5 before when the skid, you know, came out on Monday before the Jets laid a big egg.
Yeah,
I'm staying away from it. I wouldn't bet against the Jets, but I don't love the Jets side. I need to see how healthy everybody is. I mean, every single player played, but like Le'Veon looked okay, and Leo Williams, who looks like they're probably going to try and trade before the trade deadline. You know, hit Brady and actually caused an interception late in the game and was pretty active defensively. And the Jets, the problem with the Jets is they base their team against run defense, which is the least important thing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, they just have a lot of good run defenders, which is irrelevant. So what happens is, it happened in the Patriots
The Eagles
game.
Have a great run defense, and have an atrocious defense.
You've heard of bend but don't break, right? The Jets are don't bend and then break. 2 yards on first down, 1 yard on second down, then third and seven, you get 35 yards throwing on Trumaine Johnson. It was the whole Patriots game. Like, you cannot run on them, but it doesn't matter because they literally cannot stop the pass. Like, they're throwing out, you know, XFL caliber guys on defense at corners. It's ridiculous.
Listen,
Trumaine Johnson
said a week ago that this team was about to win seven games in a row. So.
And they might. Like, the fact that they lost to the best team in the NFL.
They might. They won't.
The problem, I don't know. Let's see it. Let's see how healthy they are.
Yeah. All right.
Jacksonville is not that bad. Jacksonville is like a frisky team.
Yeah.
Jacksonville is the Detroit of the AFC.
We glided over the headline here. You beat me for the first time this year in guessing the spreads.
I mean, I missed a couple games by a billion, but I also nailed like six or seven games.
Yeah, total
points
off, I beat you. Yeah, but you beat me. Yeah, you had a couple nice wins there.
I missed Minnesota by like 40 points.
No, you missed Seattle, Atlanta by 8.5. You missed.
But that was. I was right about that. Like, first of all, I said that was with Ryan being injured. I don't know Ryan's status for Sunday. I don't own him in any fantasy league. I haven't paid so much attention. But the like, Luke, you said, oh, they're an average offense with Matt Schaub. No, they're not. They're an average offense with Matt Ryan. That team is not.
No, they've had a very good offense. You no, you were off 7 points on the Miami Pittsburgh game also. Which is a lot of points.
Yeah, because why is Devlin Hodges, or it's probably going to be Mason Rudolph, like, why is he favored by 16 points? That's a bad team.
Because Miami, Washington, which is the second worst team in the league, was still favored by 3.5 in Miami. Pittsburgh's not worse.
Does that
than
matter
Washington.
Where Miami plays? You think they've got a big home field advantage at 0-7 with their fans? Like Fitzpatrick is much better than Rosen also. Fitzpatrick can, like, move the ball a little bit.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Keenum in Washington. Yeah.
Yes.
But at least Rosen, there's a reason to see what he has.
No,
I don't understand why.
There's no reason. That's like it's like, you know, I've seen this attractive person naked, but I've never seen the other person. Is like, but you know, okay, but no, I have no idea where this analogy is going. Anyway,
neither do I. All right, so we've discussed four coaches, none of whom will be back or should be back with their team next year.
They shouldn't be in the NFL. Like those guys should all be coaching high school next year. So far, everyone has mentioned Callahan could be an
O-line. That's where Callahan was.
Yes.
Yeah. Dan Quinn, number 28. He should not be employed right now. Like, I hate to wish ill on anybody, but, like, Atlanta is just laying egg after egg after egg. They're losing to the Cardinals.
We've said the words laying egg a lot on this podcast.
The Rams.
Yeah, right, the Falcons suck. They've quit. They should quit. They should sell off everybody.
They're laying turds, actually, is what they're laying.
But, okay. Yeah.
Well, they did. They sold Sanu. By the way, a second-round draft pick for Sanu is amazing.
Great. And it's technically a third-round pick because their third-round pick is, like, 96.
The end of the second round, whatever.
But,
Now, Belichick has had a hard-on for Sanu forever. He tried to
If you're 7-0, and I assume Gordon is very badly hurt, and, you know, and Edelman is pretty brittle at this point.
But they have Nikhil, the first-round draft pick, Nikhil Harry, is about to come back.
I think Simmons made the point that he probably doesn't look so good if they're trading for Sanu.
Well, Belichick tried to sign Sanu when he was a free agent in 2016. He tried to trade for him at the draft this year.
Yeah.
He went to Rutgers. He's a Seattle guy.
I mean, Sanu, we said this with Antonio Brown.
Quarterback. He can do, like, you know, like receiver, like option passes and the kind of, you know.
It's really crazy that this is, like, the best team of all time and their immortal tight end retired, right? That they could easily just have, and they happen not to have him, and he could come back any week if he wants. And they have a lock Hall of Fame caliber, you know, talent, at least wise, wide receiver who they had to cut after one game.
Yeah.
Like, they could even be 20 times better.
You're talking about Demaryius Thomas.
Yes, Demaryius Thomas, one of the all-time greats. He actually was the best Jets offense. They just kept throwing at him. He was nowhere near the ball. Darnold would throw like past 30 yards over his head, but the guy would be holding because the Patriots cheat on every play and hope it doesn't get called. So they got three penalties on pass to Thomas that he would not have caught.
Yeah. All right, so Atlanta at home against Seattle. We don't know yet if Matt Ryan's playing.
There should be no line on this game because the difference between Matt Ryan and Matt Schaub is large.
Yeah. There's these charts sometimes where they show how many points each quarterback is worth according to Vegas.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Pat Mahomes is, like, the top, and he's listed as worth, like, 7 points. He's obviously worth more than 7 points because the Packers are favored by 3 in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And if Mahomes was playing in this game, Kansas City would be favored by more than 4. Kansas City would be favored by 6, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So Mahomes is worth, like, 9. Matt Ryan, and it's not just how much is the guy worth, it's what's the drop-off between him and his backup. So... both Ryan and Mahomes.
If you're in a pool where like the line locks, then your lock of the year is getting Seattle at like the 3.5, 4.5. That assumes Ryan might be playing.
Yeah. Now Matt Schaub does not want to be playing, right? He wants Matt Ryan healthy.
Of course. Matt Schaub probably has a family that he like wants to spend his 50s with.
Yeah. So he was probably the most upset. He's desperately hoping that.
Oh,
Matt
it's
Ryan
like
can
a guy. It's like a guy in an office who like never gets asked to do anything, and then you ask him to like work on a big project, and he's like, I think I gotta quit. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if he retired? He's like, I wasn't expecting you guys to play. And then he just retired and took like his half. Like, it was his plan. Like, if they ask me to play for more than a few snaps,
then I'm out. Yeah.
I have to quit. Like, there's no way. I'm not good enough anymore. I don't want to like ruin my body. The Falcons offensive line is pretty banged up.
Who was that guy in the Bills a couple years ago who like quit like
it was
left,
a great,
like the locker room?
I forget who it was, but there was just an article about
on ESPN.
On ESPN that was very good. That explained his side of the story, which I still, by the way, do not agree with.
Well,
but
our friend Shamari Gasser did that in high school basketball.
He quit in the middle of a game?
Oh, you don't know that story?
Well, Shmuel Heikind, who...
The first game of the year, senior year, we're playing at Ramaz.
Yeah.
Shamari starts the first half. Shamari was one of those people, by the way, who was like an incredible basketball player in eighth grade and then like was equally good as he was in eighth grade when he was in 12th grade.
Are you talking about Harold or Shamari?
Shmaria and Harold.
Because our friend Harold.
I think Eitan Benarsh was like a superstar in eighth grade. And then, you know, was a...
Well, a lot of times it's a size thing. It's like if you're the first kid to get a mustache and beard and you're just like a head taller than everyone.
Harold was 5'6 like, when he was
Harold,
five,
I, like, six, I, Harold, yeah. I don't think Harold listens to this, but like Harold was... like when I when we were in sixth grade, like if I had like you'd said Harold's going to be in the NBA, or I was like, yeah, I'll probably be an all-star. Like he's the best basketball player I've ever seen. But then like I saw someone in high school, was like, oh, you go to Hafter? Like is Harold like the star of the team? He's like, I don't even know if he's on the team. It's like, oh yeah, because he like isn't 6'4". Like he's no longer.
Yeah. So anyway, so Shmaria was not in the starting lineup to come out at the second half. Mm-hmm. And Shmaria's reaction to being benched to start the second half was, I'm out of here. So he left the game. But he didn't tell anybody. So like 2 minutes into the third quarter, our coach calls down the bench to go insert Shmaria into the game. And Shmaria's not on the bench. He just bailed.
Well, Heiken in my high school, he got benched from the starting lineup.
Is he Dove's son?
Yeah, Dove Heiken's son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he
benched for wearing blackface?
No. He got benched, and he quit high school.
Oh, you told me this before.
He quit high school. Like, he never came back to the school.
Comes from a family of winners. So if I'm Matt Schaub, you know, Matt Ryan's a game-time decision. I wait till 12:59. They say that Matt Ryan's inactive, and I'm, you know, like, so am I. So who's the third-string quarterback in Atlanta? Better look that up.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. I'll look it up.
I'm actually not going to look it up.
Anyway, right. So what's the next game? Obviously,
right, so
we're
Dan Quinn. So we both have Seattle going in and winning that game. Although, what if? Yeah. All right. Fine. Number 27 to me is John Gruden. They've won three games, and I think just because of their schedule, I think they're going to be in this playoff race a little longer than we think, and because the AFC is so bad,
mm-hmm.
I think they could finish with 7 or 8 wins. And you know, he's not the worst offensive coach in the world, but he's still like he's living like 10 years ago. He's not a good coach. He showed his ass a lot on Hard Knocks. And I'll give him credit.
I don't know. He's done a good job with this team.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I had done this before the season, I would have had him at like 31. And he's all the way up to 27.
He's fine.
But he's not.
I don't think
like,
they need to fire him after this year. Like, he's gotten Jacob. He's gotten his young players. Jacob's been great. Waller has become a star out of nowhere.
He was always, you know, he was like the Josh Hamilton of the NFL.
I mean, guy was like, not even, was he drafted even? Let's not go crazy. Wasn't Josh Hamilton the number one pick in the draft?
Yeah, well, okay, but Josh Hamilton was also an MVP when he came back. Waller's like, you know, a decent tight end.
No, so. he's like the fifth best tight end in the NFL.
All right, whatever. All right, Oakland is, what are they doing this week? Are they on a bye? Oh, no, they're at Houston, sorry.
The Falcons don't have a third quarterback in the roster. They have a couple on, like, including Matt Sims, who somehow is in the NFL for...
How many Mats are there?
There's a lot of Matt. There's a lot of white
Are these guys
Matt.
All going to be in your Matt bracket?
If they have Wikipedia pages, they might be. But also,
an entire region is going to be quarterbacks on the Falcons.
Yeah, Danny Etling, the former Patriots third stringer practice squad guy, is I assume is the guy they'd call up.
Right, I'm bidding 49 on him in the guillotine league.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So Oakland at Houston this week. This is one of the rare games where I'm giving the points because I think Oakland are frauds, and you know they got blown out by the Vikings, they got blown out by the Packers. They won that game in London against Chicago, and actually they also won that game against Baltimore. So they actually have two decent wins.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Houston wins this game. Houston's like a very good 4-3, right? They had a tough
loss. Well, they have a great win.
They had a tough loss at New Orleans.
Yeah, they almost had the two best wins of the NFL season in KC
if they beat the
Chiefs, and New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be very impressive.
If I said I'm still confident about my Texans Super Bowl pick, I'd be lying. But the Texans are... How about this? AFC playoffs, Chiefs, Colts, Texans, Ravens, Patriots, Bills.
Yeah.
Who's breaking into that? Now, maybe Brissett or Watson go down, but everyone else is, like, locked in. And who's making a run? The Browns, if they beat the Patriots, maybe?
Browns are not beating the Patriots. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, the Steelers are probably going to be 3-4. Like, they're not completely dead at that point in the AFC. But who's real? You know, the Jaguars beat the Jets. They're 4-4. That's frisky. Tennessee's got a winnable game going 4-4.
Wait, hold on. But, Indy. You didn't mention Indy.
Yeah, I did. The Colts, Texans, Chiefs, Ravens, Patriots, and Bills.
Wait, Colts, Texans, Chiefs,
Patriots, Ravens, and Bills. Nobody else...
That's six teams. You just mentioned six teams.
Yeah, nobody else is going to make the playoffs. Is what I'm saying. Those are the playoff teams.
Oh, yeah, but I say yeah, but yeah, those.
The
yeah,
Raiders
so I
are the
those
only.
Are the
everyone's
teams.
Under
yeah,
500
we
besides the Raiders,
team.
Who are the freaking Raiders.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I think the Raiders. Well, the Raiders are around a 500 team.
Yeah, the Raiders could
the
easily
Browns
go in 8-8, but I don't
team.
Think
and
that
also
makes
Tennessee
sense.
And Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those teams could go 8-8, but they will be hard pressed to go 9-7. I think.
Yeah. No, none of those teams. Yeah, they're all.
I mean, it's possible. Jaguars or the Titans, could run off of all their easy games and go 6-3. It's not impossible. Mm. I mean, the Chargers are better than a lot of those teams. They're just 2-5.
Are not a terrible team either.
The Chargers have a better point differential than every one of those teams except Tennessee, which is positive.
Yeah, but the Chargers are also 2-5, and they're about to be 2-6.
Yeah, I mean that was a playoff game for the Chargers. Like, Chargers beat the Titans, and they're so alive.
Yeah, but so that was another one. So the way that ended, so I didn't see that one, but I got a play-by-play detail from people about how that game ended, which is just an abysmal way to lose a game.
I mean, what do you do on that play though? First of all, it seemed like they were unaware that there was a clock. The Chargers on the final drive, right?
Yeah. But there was three times that they thought they scored on, basically. Right?
But what do you do if – how about this? What do you do if Gordon gets stopped but doesn't fumble? Do you spike it and kick the field goal, go to overtime?
What down was it?
Because he runs on second down. The clock is ticking. You can, run a quick play, but they were, ignoring the fact that the clock was tick, 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 tick.
No, they had, 26 seconds. They had enough time.
So you throw, but you could only throw, a fade. You got to throw something, clearly in the end zone.
You got to throw it, because if it's incomplete, you need time for the kicker to come on for fourth down.
And you can't spike it, obviously. So I just don't know what the plan was. This was,
I wouldn't put a fourth down spike past the Chargers.
No, for sure not. No, I thought that was possible. It happened in the 90s in college football. A team spiked it, but they were given a fifth down. It was a famous fifth. It wasn't, Nebraska, Colorado.
Yes, it was Colorado. Wasn't it Cordell Stewart?
Yeah, something like that. The fifth down.
Yeah.
All right. What's
number
the next
26
game?
is the Raiders of the NFC, a team that is.
I think we're going to have to do 2 weeks of coach rankings.
We are running along.
I think so. This is a long podcast already.
All right. So 26 to me is Matt Patricia.
It's funny because he should be average-ish. He should be 18, but I guess I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of
26 is actually really good for a Belichick disciple.
Yeah, I hated Patricia, Now, you could argue he's doing a decent amount with a lot. There's a lot of talent on that team, but they're also a 500 team. I don't know what to make of it.
Every coach that I've mentioned so far should be fired immediately, in my opinion.
I think Patricia's clearly gotten better from year one to year two. That's what I'll say about him.
What are you basing that off of? Because I've seen Lions games, and the decisions
they're
he
competitive.
Makes are
you know who makes bad decisions? 30 of the 32 coaches.
Maybe
judge
they're competitive
it on,
because they're a good team with a good roster, like you've been saying.
Yeah. Well, let's see now that they started to have they lost Quadri this week by a trade, and they lost Kerryon Johnson, who is looking good.
All right. Well, there's two coaches that I have yet to mention who have literally never won a game in the NFL. So the fact that these guys are all below them.
All right. Let's get to those.
Yeah. So number 25 is Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
I picked him for coach of the year before the season. I said the Bengals would go 8-8. So I guess I was wrong.
How about this? If they go 9-0 the rest of the way, I think he might win it. He might win it.
I mean, he absolutely would win it. If the 0-7 Bengals, who are trading every single thing they can, go 9-7, make the playoffs. Oh, yes, he will be coach of the
year. It's crazy. Like, A.J. Green had this
minor. What odds could we get right now? Do they, adjust the lines for coach of the year?
All right, let's go week by week. Let's go week by week and talk ourselves into the wins, okay?
For the Bengals.
Yes, the Rams on a neutral field.
In England.
Yeah.
In England, 1 p.m. game, by the way, which are the worst, because they're like a trick.
Yes. Yeah. We want the triple header window or a quadruple header window.
The 9:30.
The so the Bengals, how do they beat the Rams? They
England.
Sneak
Look,
up on
the
them.
The Raiders beat the Bears in Los Angeles.
Everyone knows Zach Taylor, who was, I believe, the office assistant last year for Sean McVay. Knows all of his tricks, and he knows their playbook. They're going to beat the Rams.
Look, we know he can't win in America, but we've never seen him lose in England.
No, he's never lost in England. Okay, now they have a bye week. And if you give Zach Taylor 2 weeks to prepare for Lamar Jackson, that's it. He's going to win 2-7.
It's a home game. It's a divisional home game. That's
Zach Taylor is a better coach than John Gruden, as we just established. So 3-7.
3-7. Yep.
Andy Dalton, I don't love him, but he's a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph. So 4-7.
4-7.
The Jets are really bad. I have this as a win, but 5-7. He's a better coach than Freddie Kitchens. 6-7.
6-7. gets tough after that a little bit.
So let's say the Patriots are no longer 13-0. They're 12-1, but you know the Chiefs have lost a few, the Ravens have lost a few. Their foot is off
the gas. Oh, so Patriots are resting in Week 15 already.
Yeah, they're already resting Edelman and some of their guys for the playoffs. Seven and seven. Then they get the freaking Miami Dolphins. They're better than the Dolphins.
The Dolphins are going to be 0-14 at this point.
Yes, so the Dolphins.
My prediction for the Dolphins only win of the year is this game, but I'm flipping it. I'm giving it to the Patriots.
8-7.
8-7.
And now Freddie Kitchens probably already been fired. He just found that he was fired Saturday night, the night before. Week 17. Yeah. Odell Beckham is like isn't Tijuana on a bender? I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. This Bengals team steps up in Week 17. Remember, they're the ones who eliminated the Ravens.
Yeah. Also, Kareem Hunt is now on this team. He's probably having a terrible influence on the locker room. Who knows what's going on? He's taken Nick Chubb. Him and Nick Chubb have been suspended. Miles Garrett has demanded a trade.
By the way, Zach Sosta just passed out in delight. And I was predicting
and to go 9-7. And I'll be honest with you. As the sixth seed, they already beat Baltimore. You have to like their chances the first week of the playoffs on that ESPN game since he Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, they lost in Baltimore a week ago, 23-17, a close game.
Yeah. They did. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
They lost their road games. They lost at Seattle by one, a playoff team. They lost at Buffalo by four, a playoff team. The Steelers game.
They lost to Pittsburgh, and I believe that was a post-Roethlisberger game also.
And they lost at Baltimore by six. So they've played three playoff teams on the road and lost by a combined 11.
Yeah, and the 24-point home loss to the Niners, which at the time looked beyond abysmal, now the Niners are great. They are like the Bengals will be a future playoff team.
Yes. The Cardinals' home loss wasn't great, but it was a three-point game.
Close games to Seattle, Arizona, Baltimore. Yeah. Jacksonville was close-ish.
There's a reason I have Zach Taylor as the 25th best coach in the NFL.
Listen, 9-7. I think it would be the most excited. They would play this on ESPN if it happened.
So we just did this for the Bengals and their 25th ranked coach. Yeah. The 24th ranked coach is Brian Flores.
We're not doing it for them. Let's just see where they could win a game, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Steelers, the Jets, those are a couple winnable games the next 2 weeks. If they don't win one of those two, then they got to wait till December when they have the Giants and the Bengals.
Steelers are winnable. Man, ESPN just totally screwed. I mean, this was a bad game, like, with Roethlisberger
This was never
healthy.
A good game.
This was an insane matchup. Like,
yeah,
I
with
guess
Roethlisberger healthy, it would have been a 20-point line.
It's actually a worse game somehow. I guess there's, like, and the Dolphins really have nobody is on, like, every fantasy, like, 100%.
Yeah, I would argue
fantasy.
It's a better game without Roethlisberger because now the Dolphins are the best quarterback in the game.
But fantasy, like, it's just the guys with Juju. You know, there's really not much there. I have Vance McDonald.
Now, is Brian Flores a 24? Is that too high?
I mean, I don't know what he's really done. They were competitive in Buffalo last week.
Him and Taylor. I put him and Taylor above the coaches who I think have to get fired. And we know literally nothing about these guys.
I give him an NA.
Yeah, that's really what they are. All right, 23. So what are we picking for the Dolphins game? Do you have any $1 billion bets yet? 14.5 point underdogs in Pittsburgh.
Not yet. No, I'm picking. I'll take the 14.5 point. Steelers to win, but Dolphins to cover.
Obviously, yeah. Okay, and the Rams hosting against Cincinnati in London.
What's the line again? Rams to win. Rams to win. Bengals to cover.
Yeah, I'm taking all these. I'm too many points in all these games. Okay. All right, number 23 is a coach who has been around for most of our lives at this point. Jason Garrett.
Man, how bad do the Cowboys
playoff win?
How bad do the Cowboys feel about themselves that they lost to the Jets? Watching that game on Monday night.
Yeah,
it's like we must suck because the other games were totally reasonable. They lost to the Saints by two. You know, they lost to the Packers. Those are maybe the two best teams in the NFC. Now they look at themselves and they're like, we beat the Giants, Redskins, and Dolphins, three bottom five teams. We lost to a bottom five team, and they blew the doors off the Eagles, who are probably an 8-8 team. You know, they don't have a game this week. There's nothing to predict. They come back with the Giants, who they should beat.
Yeah.
And they're halfway in the
playoffs.
But
they didn't just beat the Eagles. They murdered the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, they think Eagles.
I still think the Eagles are going to come back and win this division. I think the Eagles need to get a little health. The Eagles, by the way, should be trading for help in the secondary because their secondary is just an abysmal.
So the Cowboys go 5-3 with the Giants, and they do have the Redskins in Week 17. But man, the Vikings, Lions, Patriots, Bills, Bears, Rams stretch is not easy.
Yeah, well, that's why I have them at 6-4. But I have them finishing like 8-8 or 9-7.
But that my 8-8, 9-7, you know, especially with or, with
yeah,
already
I have
having
6-3. I have them 6-3 in the first half.
Nobody's winning ten in the NFC if it's not the Cowboys, who I don't think are winning ten because that's 6-3 the rest of the way.
Well, I remember last week I said I still predicted the Eagles. I said the Eagles were going to lose to the Vikings. Lose
no,
the
you
Cowboys.
Were. You've been much more dead on about the NFC East than I have.
No, I've been high on the Eagles though, just because their pass defense is very bad, mm-hmm. but they're supposed to be good everywhere else. The problem is Carson Wentz has not been playing well.
But do you still want to throw anyone to a river who's like, oh, Foles is better?
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that in Philly. Like, even the players, yeah. I think that.
Well, one anonymous player does. Alshon Jeffrey or whoever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, number 22, Anthony Lynn, probably his final season unless he can. He went 12-4 last year, so I thought he was a pretty good coach.
It's hard to get fired a year after 12-4. I don't think he's a bad. I mean, obviously he's a bad at like the at, you know the nuts and bolts of the end of the games, but yeah. This is their losses are by 3-7, 7-7, 7-3.
Well, that's why I'm taking the points in Chicago this week. I think the Bears are going to win, but I think it's going to be close.
They've played six other than the Dolphins, who are not an NFL team. They've played all 7-point games.
Yeah,
I agree with you on the points, but the schedule is Chicago, Green Bay, Oakland, Kansas City the next 4 weeks. It's not like they have some, okay, now its schedule gets soft. Because even after that, at Denver, at Jacksonville.
Even in the garbage AFC, their season's over.
And one spot ahead of him. Win in Chicago and we'll talk. If you win in Chicago, we can
revive
their season.
One spot ahead of him, and this is the last coach on my list who, you know, I don't really think deserves his job. The top 20 guys all deserve their jobs. Is Vic Fangio. I was never a fan of him. I was never a fan of his. From the very beginning, I said that. I didn't like the comparisons to Zimmer just because he's old and a defense coordinator. He basically had one good year in Chicago and got a job out of it. He had been mediocre for a lot of time. The only other time he was a good defense coordinator was in San Francisco, where he had, you know, Harbaugh, who was also a smart defensive coach. So, never a big fan of him. Denver, they look decent, but I don't know why the Broncos would trade Von Miller. It's not impossible they could weasel into the playoffs in the crappy AFC, right?
Indianapolis, Cleveland, Minnesota, Buffalo, L.A., Houston, Kansas City. Tell me which of those games they're winning. They're underdogs in every one of those games other than Cleveland.
I don't know. They got a good defense. They could beat the Vikings.
Oh, but L.A. is the Chargers, not the Rams, to be fair. It should just – the schedule should say Chargers or Rams. Like, don't fool me with this Los Angeles and nothing else rule.
Well, it used to be even worse in the 90s when it was LAR for both the Rams and the Raiders.
But the Jets and the Giants, it says NY Jets, NY Giants. Why not just say LA Rams, LA Chargers like it used to?
Yeah.
No.
Right, I think we're almost at an hour, so yeah. Why don't we postpone the top 20 coaches for next week?
All right, but we got to. I'm sure there's a couple games we didn't get to.
Yeah, we got
to
run through the rest of these games. Philly at Buffalo.
It's a really good game. The schedule is not chock full of great games this week by any means. The one fun thing, if you want a really full Sunday, there are only two byes. It's a rare mid-season, 15-game week. And which, by the way, gives you more reason why one of those should have been the London game should have been at 9 a.m. It's an embarrassment. Right? We should have gotten. There are a lot of games. There's a lot of mediocre games, and this is the most even game, right? I think this is the small spread of the week, Philly at Buffalo. But Philly just looked so bad last week. It's not a billion-dollar bet, but
this
I have Buffalo.
This line is insane to me. Why is Buffalo only favored by 1.5? They're a better team.
I think Philly is going to get, like, 3 more years of, like, hey, maybe they'll be good again. Buffalo's better. Also, you know, people assume the NFC's better correctly, but, yeah, Buffalo's going to win this game.
Yeah, this might be my billion-dollar pick, actually. By the way, you have to send out the pool of pools, pick fours.
Yeah, I'll do it right when we're done with this.
Yeah. I think I'm putting $1 billion on Buffalo.
Okay.
Chargers at Chicago, we discussed. Giants, we discussed. Tampa at Tennessee. We don't even get the Jameis Mariota Bowl that we wanted because Ryan
would have been so great.
They
should bring him back for 1 week. I think it's actually because have we ever had it? I guess in the rookie year they played?
They did play. Yeah, I think
it's really upsetting that we didn't get the Jameis Mariota Bowl. We could have decided once for. I think they should have been. It should have been like an official quarterback situation. Maybe they each get like a half with they switch teams.
Each team?
Yeah. So like good. We get. Yeah. So now we like when we put the variables like.
Yeah.
I love Tennessee here. I think Tannehill. This is the thing. If Gaze sucks, then it's like
you love it. Tampa's had 2 weeks to prepare. Bruce Arians.
Let me explain something.
Top 20 coach.
If Adam Gaze is as bad as I think he is. Then maybe Tannehill is much better than we think because Tannehill looked awesome last week.
Yeah.
And it's possible
awesome.
Tannehill is gonna shred this awful Tampa defense.
Well, everybody shreds
tennis.
Them.
I don't billion-dollar
Danny Dimes shredded this awful Tampa
But it's
defense.
Definitely one of my picks of the week.
All right. I'm picking Tennessee also, not putting $1 billion on it.
Do we have have to make at least $1 billion pick?
Well, I said Buffalo. That's $1 billion right there.
Yeah, I just haven't made mine yet, and I'm running out of games. Yeah.
Denver at Indy. 6.5-point spread.
Ooh, it's not going to be this one for me.
Yeah. I think Denver, I think it could be a close game. I'd feel much, I thought this line would be 8.5, and then mm-hmm. I was going to take Denver.
Well, then maybe that's why it's not. You want to buy 2 points? I don't know why you'd buy the second point and not just the first one.
It's
a stay away ish game because I think Denver's a little better than
you can't stay away from all 14 games.
Indy's not going to like blow. You know, I'm going to pick the Colts here.
All right, Arizona at New Orleans, 9.5 points.
No, you know what? Colts to win, Broncos to cover. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what it's.
Arizona at spread here. At New
Orleans.
9.5
is not enough, by the way. This should be way higher.
It should be higher, but also the Cardinals can move the ball a little. Yeah,
money is Teddy B going to make next year, by the way?
He's going to get paid
as a quarterback.
He's getting better. You know what? He was so rusty the first few weeks, and now it's like, yeah, he's going to get paid. But let's predict right now. Let's do a quick draft.
I have a soft spot in my heart for him.
Of course. Let's do a quick draft. Who gets Teddy B? I'll start with Miami.
Miami has to draft Tua, though. Or
right, I guess they don't need Teddy B. All right, that was a bad first pick. You get next two.
Oh, okay.
Someone track this stuff.
Yeah.
That's in the Patreon. You track stuff for us.
You pay us, and let me think. So I'm trying to think, who are the bad teams? Who needs a quarterback?
There's two obvious ones
Would Teddy B replace Andy Dalton in Cincinnati?
Okay.
Is that one of your obvious ones?
There's two obvious ones.
All right, let me think who else we got here. I think Foles is under contract for Jacksonville, and they also have Minshew.
Yeah.
Tennessee, are you thinking? But they have Tannehill now, maybe. The Broncos are always in need for a quarterback, but Teddy's not tall enough.
All right, make two picks. John Elway. He's not tall.
John Elway only likes tall quarterbacks.
Yes.
All right, let me think about the NFC. I mean, I have to Washington. They have Haskins, so I don't think they want Teddy B. There's two obvious picks, you say? All right, I'm going to go with Cincinnati for one.
Yeah.
And I guess Washington for the other one.
Washington's not bad because Haskins might be a bust.
Yeah, I'll say those two. Tennessee's the other one.
I'm going to say Tampa Bay and Tennessee. I'm going to go with the Mariota Winston teams.
Oh, Tampa, yeah. Well,
because you don't know if they're going to re-sign Winston.
Yeah. Tennessee was my next choice. All right.
And Denver. Denver was not a bad one either. Denver's a good pick.
Yeah. All right.
Like, you go Teddy B and Locke, and you take your chance.
Yeah, I hope Teddy B gets $50 million. He deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice guy. All right, so you still don't have your billion-dollar bet. Carolina at San Francisco. This could be a good game.
Yeah, this is a tricky spread for me. The Niners' offense is
5.5 is a tough point. I think I have to take San Francisco here.
I'll take Niners to win, Carolina to cover.
All right, that's one for every game. Mm-hmm. And Green Bay at KC. With no, by the way, I got to feel bad for that whole crew that spent all that money to fly to KC to see Mahomes against Rodgers. Rodgers had the best game of his career.
Oh, so we have some friends or acquaintances, I don't know who's going, who were going to this game. You were not
trying to make fun of me in the group. No, I thought about it, but I wasn't really going.
I don't think I was invited.
I don't know why I'm saying this because the people who listen are my friends and not my wife, but I told Joe, I said I was thinking about it because I didn't want to be like the guy who's not going, like the not come with guy, but there was no chance I was going.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I'm not spending $1,000 on a non-Vikings game.
Please, what's money? You want to be buried with your money?
I'm living like paycheck to paycheck right now, buddy.
Oh my God.
You called to collect.
Is that why we're doing the Patreon? Like, it's because you need not unemployed Kiev who's got money in the bank?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not even living paycheck to paycheck. To be fair, there are no paychecks coming in.
Yeah.
Although I have not gotten my severance yet. I feel all like right, the day...
We just listed all the games. You have not made
the day I get my severance, I'm not a drug guy. I've never done drugs. But like I should have like a pile of like cocaine and just do it. And we join the 15% of our listeners.
No, that's 50% of Renap listeners. Here we're at like 30%.
Oh, you think this is the big? This is the big. We should have broken. We should have broken down. Do you listen to 30 fans? I'm not sure why that wasn't.
Kiva, have you ever seen cocaine?
Not in person, like on a movie or something.
I've only seen it.
I watched the movie Blow. Was it Sunday night? Oh, you going to tell me after?
One time before Sunday night. Sorry.
No, I don't even like. I don't. I don't mind being around weed people. I'm not a. I'm just not a drug guy. It doesn't appeal.
I have no.
My drug is the NFL, baby.
Yeah.
And food.
All right. So where are you bet? You have $2 billion in the bank.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. Can you bet more if you're up? Because I'm up. I'm up.
By the way, I mentioned this to multiple people, and everybody agreed with me.
That it's dumb.
No, that you get $1 billion. It's not $1 billion per bet. You get $1 billion to split between one bet and four bets or whatever you want to do. You can't have this unlimited amount of billions. Anyways, who are you picking this week?
I'm going to pick the Green Bay Packers. to cover 4.5 points against the Chiefs. That's my billion-dollar bet.
On the road.
On the road against, you know, Aaron Rodgers, much better than Matt Moore. That's my hot take of the week.
Yeah. Well, it is
Aaron Rodgers and a better defense against Matt Moore.
I'm picking Kansas City to win this game.
Wow.
I think it's all Andy Reid and it's all the system.
Do you want to go Biliano while Biliano or no? You're not that confident. No.
Well, actually, I mean, if I think they're going to win, I think they should cover. No,
yeah.
My billion's on Buffalo.
Okay.
I got Buffalo billions. Is that the only game that we have a difference of who's going to win the game?
I think so. But there's a lot of big spreads this week.
Yeah, there's a lot
Tampa,
of dogs coming.
I have Tennessee over Tampa.
Do you have any road
right?
teams winning other than Seattle and Green Bay?
And I usually pick like 6 road teams to win, stupidly. You have Tennessee over Tampa Bay?
Have been above 500 this year. I have Tennessee over Tampa Bay.
I mean, there's no other small spreads besides the Buffalo-Philly game and that. Every other spread is 4.5 or bigger.
Yeah, one of our listeners, Jonah, who I think I've mentioned 4 times on this podcast, was complaining to me about how it's such a tough week in Survivor. It's an easy week in Survivor. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, who do you pick? Do you pick Pittsburgh? I have Pittsburgh or the Rams?
I've been out of Survivor for so long.
Who would you pick? You pick the Rams against the, if all things being equal, Rams against the Bengals or the Steelers, who we obviously will probably not have a chance to use again.
Because I haven't looked at it because I'm out of it. But when are you going to feel this confident about Pittsburgh? Maybe against.
I don't feel confident against them. I know it's 14.5 points. I guess if I'm saying that, I should put $10 trillion on the Dolphins. But no, I don't want to bet on the Dolphins.
The Dolphins are not winning a game on the road on Monday Night Football. It's not happening.
How about this? Ryan Fitzpatrick is just as good as Mason Rudolph.
Okay, but what about the 2-53s?
Much better on Pittsburgh's side.
Slightly better.
If Juju Smith-Schuster like showed up to Dolphins practice, they would look on in awe and like cut him.
It would be like LeBron playing in the NBA. It would be absurd.
Like, what are you doing here? It would be like, I just tripped my wife accidentally. It would be like if the number one prospect of all time went to a directional school in like Western Michigan. And they were like, you should not be at this college. This is a waste of everyone's time. Like, why are you putting up like a 40, 20, and 14 every night in the MAC?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we will be announcing probably in the Facebook group when this Patreon thing comes in. Chester's going to figure out the RSS feed. Yeah, we're going to do an NBA preview, even though the season started already. But, you know, all the better because now we got to see one game of
NBA billion dollar
Lakers
bets.
And Clippers.
Listen.
Yep.
Listen, if you bet against Kawhi in anything,
I'm honest though. I predicted the record for every single team. I have the Lakers winning a lot of games, and I'm not backtracking even after.
I have playoffs picked. I did not pick over unders. I'll do that if that's what we're doing for NBA preview. But I do have the playoffs pre-picked. It's not affected by last night.
You know, we don't have to copy every single thing Bill Simmons does.
Yeah, no. If you have a better idea, we did billion dollar picks. That's not copying million dollar picks at all.
Yeah, no. It's 1,000 times better.
Oh, you're good at math.
All right, Keith. I will talk to you possibly very soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Tell me the story.
Amazing. Ooh. I'ma have you in the days. Caramel pink drink is your fave. Uh-huh. Started in the back of the truck. Even before we got here, we was getting messed up. Now we gon' keep it moving till we get stuck. Ain't gon' hit the bed till the sun come up. I'm on patrol.
Who wanna get so wet? Who wanna get so wet?
Margarita, that patrol, tequila, me and my mama see that.